Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. The mercy of God shall continue to be upon our lives. God's grace shall multiply upon our destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, your celebration shall not be aborted. Your day of joy shall not be your day of sorrow. Every power planning for your downfall shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will go forward, you will not go backward. Your star shall begin to manifest. Your glory shall begin to shine in the name of Jesus Christ. The light of your destiny shall not extinguish. The glory of God shall multiply upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will prosper. You will excel. You will make it. Where people complain, there is no way, there shall be a way for you. God will always be there for you. The Almighty God will raise a voice that will speak for you where your destiny matters. In the name of Jesus Christ, all opportunity wasters of your father's house shall be disgraced and be arrested. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, begin to bless the name of the Lord and worship him. Give him the glory. This is another wonderful day in the presence of God. This is another wonderful day in the presence of God. The 18th day of the month of July, year 2021. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Midnight Prayer Meeting. It's a midnight prophetic prayer coming up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And we want to thank God for his mercy, want to thank God for his love, want to thank God for a lot of people calling us, sharing testimony with us. And I know that you are the next online in the name of Jesus. Begin to bless his name, worship him and adore him. Give him the glory, give him the honor. Thank you, Father. That wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, oh, Jesus. Ah, that wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and pray this prayer along with me. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, surround me and my family in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, surround me and my family in the name of Jesus Christ. Blood of Jesus, surround me and my family in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, surround me and my family in Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, dismantle every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been mentioned, in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, dismantle every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been mentioned, in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, dismantle every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been mentioned, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, dismantle every evil altar where my photograph has been submitted, in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, dismantle every evil altar where my photograph has been submitted, in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, dismantle every evil altar where my photograph has been submitted, in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, dismantle every evil altar where my photograph has been submitted, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil altar in my environment oppressing me in the night, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in my environment oppressing me in the night, catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil altar in my environment oppressing me in the night, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in my environment oppressing me in the night, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray, evil coven taleposhaka, witchcraft coven in my environment afflicting me in the night, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft coven in my environment afflicting me in the night, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft coven in my environment afflicting me in the night, scatter in Jesus. The Holy Ghost fire, set every coven around me, set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, set every coven in my environment ablaze in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, set every coven in my environment ablaze in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, set every coven in my environment ablaze in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, set every coven in my environment ablaze in Jesus' name. Pray, every human bond flying against my destiny, crash land and die in the name of Jesus. Every woman bought flying against my destiny, crash land and die in the name of Jesus. Every woman bought flying against my destiny, crash land and die in the name of Jesus. Every woman bought flying against my destiny, crash land and die in Jesus' name. We pray. Every witchcraft board flying against my peace, crash land and die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft board flying against my peace, crash land and die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft board flying against my peace, crash land and die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft board flying against my peace, crash land and die in Jesus' name. We pray. Witchcraft animal on assignment against my well-being, die in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft animal on assignment against my well-being, die in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft animal on assignment against my well-being, die in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Beloved, I want you to get ready as we go through this short lecture. And don't forget to get a bottle of oil and a bottle of water ready for that prayer and impartation. Yesterday, we were continuing the topic on sending back evil arrow. Sending back evil arrow. We read in Psalm 91 that there are arrows that flight by day. There are pestilence that walketh in darkness. Psalm 91 verse 5 to 6. He said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. At night, the arrow that operates at night is called terror by night. It's an arrow. When it comes upon people, it brings depression into their lives. When it comes upon people, it makes them to be useless at night. When it comes upon people, it puts their heaven very heavy over their head. When it comes upon people, it allows evil food to be fed to such people. The Bible called terror by night. The Bible says, not for the arrow that fly by day. There is an arrow that fly by day. There is an arrow that fly by day. These arrows are in various shapes and sizes. They fly in the day. It could be spiritual or physical sickness. It could come in form of discouragement. It could be an arrow of poverty. It could be an arrow of confusion. It could be in form of terrifying dreams. It could be in form of disappointment and frustration. It could be an arrow of delay. You see people having marital delay, conception delay, a career delay. It could come in form of temptation. It could come in form of doubt and attack. It could be an attack of the spirit of death. It can be an arrow that is assigned to shock human being up in bed. It could come in form of strange voice. It could come in form of sudden depression. The Bible says arrow that will fly in the day. It could come in form of paralytic winds. It could be programmed against someone. It will be feeling cold when everybody is feeling hot. It could come as heaviness on somebody's head. It could be programmed to bring strange items into people's life. It could make someone to experience unexplainable attack. It could bring evil into the life of someone. It could be sent to someone in form of snake. It could be sent to someone in form of bullet. It is all arrow that flies in the day. It could come as a kind of flood carrying somebody away. It could come as a form of somebody seeing himself in a place he must not see himself. It is what we call arrow that flight in the day. Nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wasted at noonday. So we have seen that arrow has capacity to fly in the day. And when they fly, they land on people. It becomes a dangerous thing. It becomes a dangerous thing. But there are divine solutions. God has given us solution to every flying arrow. And the solution is in what we call the law of divine substitution, as I explained to you yesterday. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 8 says, the righteous is delivered out of trouble. You shall be delivered out of trouble. And the wicked come in his stead. That is the law of divine institution. The law of divine institution. The law of divine institution. That law We always walk against power behind evil arrow. That law will always bring the mischief of the wicked back to their head. That law will always allow what the enemy has done to catch up with them. That law will always prepare the net the enemy has designed to catch them. That law will always push the enemy back to the graveyard they have dug. The Bible says, let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Anyone that is seeking after your soul shall be confounded and be ashamed. The Bible says, let them turn backward and be put to confusion, that their desire may be hurt. He said, let them be turned back for a reward of their shame. That's what the Bible says. That say, that is Psalm 70, verse 2 to 3. Very important to understand this. So the Bible is saying that all that the devil will do is to make sure that what the enemy planned go back to their head. Every evil arrow of destruction flying by day, I command it to go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, the only answer and the solution to flying arrow is to return it back to the sender, is to return it back aggressively to the sender. Therefore, every evil arrow against you shall go back to the sender in Jesus' name. How do you do that? Number one, surrender your life to Jesus. Number two, cry for enough fire of God in your life, so that when an arrow is fired against you, it automatically go back to the sender. Even when you don't know the arrow has been fired, it will go back to the sender in the same accord. So every arrow of barrenness, every arrow of disappointment, every arrow of frustration and sickness, I challenge them to go back to the sender now in the name of Jesus Christ. I am giving you assurance again according to the word of God, that every evil plan against you shall cast up with those who plan it. Every pit dug for you will be swallowed by those who have dug a pit. The Bible says, I will devour those who devour you, and I will spoil those who spoil you. A time like this has come. We have to take the bull by the horn and pray aggressively. Wherever you are, confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to show you his finger. Tell the Lord to show you his power. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for your children here. We pray that the yoke upon their lives shall be broken. Repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to Jesus. I invite you into my life, take control. In Jesus' name, pray. May the Almighty God take control of your life and fight for you. In Jesus' name, pray. Bring out your bottle of oil and water. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bottle of oil and water. This bottle of oil and water shall become an instrument for instant healing, instrument of deliverance, instrument for signs and wonders, instrument to break the yoke of wickedness, instrument of power, prophetic instrument. It shall become an instrument of healing in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus into this water and oil. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now we are going into our section of prayer. You shout loud and clear. Say, every evil power delegated against me, fight your owner in the name of Jesus. Every evil power delegated against me, fight your owner in the name of Jesus. Every evil power delegated against me, fight your owner, fight your owner, fight your owner in Jesus' name. Pray. You may need to take 5 minutes to pray that word. Every evil journey against my destiny, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil journey against my destiny, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil journey against my destiny, catch fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every stubborn power assigned to oppress me, in the name of Jesus, every stubborn power assigned to oppress me, in the name of Jesus, every stubborn power assigned to oppress me, in Jesus' name, pray. Arrow of the day, terror of the night, in the name of Jesus. Arrow of the day, terror of the night, in the name of Jesus. Arrow of the day, terror of the night, in the name of Jesus. Arrow of the day, terror of the night, in Jesus' name. Anoint your head now and shout like this. Say, all evil arrow in my body,
Get out my fire. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. All evil arrow in my body, get out my fire. Get out my fire. Get out my fire. Go back to the sender. All evil arrow in my body, get out my fire. Get out my fire. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your chest. Say the same prayer. All evil arrow in my body, get out my fire. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. All evil arrow in my body, get out my fire. Get out my fire. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. All evil arrow in my body, get out my fire. Get out my fire. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your stomach area and declare the same prayer. All evil arrow in my body, get out my fire. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. All evil arrow in my body, get out my fire. Get out my fire. Get out my fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your waist and hold your waist. Say, evil arrow in my waist, get out my fire. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil arrow in my waist, get out my fire. Get out my fire. Go back to the sender. Evil arrow in my waist, get out my fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands and shout the same prayer. Every evil arrow hiding in my hand, get out my fire. Shake the hand now. Shake that hand vigorously as you are praying. Every evil arrow hiding in my hand, get out my fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow hiding in my hand, get out. Get out. Get out my fire. Go back to the sender. Every evil arrow hiding in my hand, get out. Get out in Jesus' name. Anoint your two legs. Say, every evil arrow attacking my leg, get out my fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow attacking my instrument of dominion, get out my fire. Get out my fire. Get out my fire in Jesus' name. We'll pray. Open your mouth and pray this three prayer point loud and clear. Please, you have to pray this prayer with aggression. Pray this prayer with power. Say, oh God, arise, visit the camp of my enemy with judgment this night in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, visit the camp of my enemy with judgment at midnight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, visit the camp of my enemy with judgment at midnight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, visit the camp of my enemy with judgment at midnight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, visit the camp of my enemy with judgment at midnight in Jesus' name. Pray. Now lay your hand upon your stomach and say, every hidden arrow of infirmity, Holy Ghost, uproot them in the name of Jesus. Every hidden arrow of infirmity, Holy Ghost, uproot them, uproot them, uproot them, uproot them in Jesus' name. Say, blood of Jesus, kill the strong man that is hiding inside of me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, kill the strong man that is hiding inside of me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, kill the strong man that is hiding inside of me. Kill the strong man. Kill the strong man in Jesus' name. We pray. Every serpent inside my body, get out now in the name of Jesus. Every serpent inside my body, get out now. Get out now. Get out now in Jesus' name. We pray. Now take a little oil or water and use it to, if it's water you are using, use it to wash your face three times. Just small water, wash your face the first time, the second time, the third time. When you are washing the face, you will say, Father, let my spiritual eyes open. If you are using oil, just put a small oil on your eye. Say, Father, let my spiritual eyes open. When you have prayed that prayer, then this is the three prayer points you will pray. Say, my Father, show me the secret of my destiny in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret of my destiny in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret of my destiny in Jesus' name. Number two, you say, my Father, show me the secret that I need to know about myself in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret that I need to know about myself in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret that I need to know about myself in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret that I need to know about myself in Jesus' name. Pray. The third one, you say, my Father, show me who I am in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me who I am in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me who I am. 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 Show me who I am in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me who I am in Jesus' name. Pray. These are destiny inquiry prayers. You may need to spend 5 or 10 minutes on each and pray them aggressively for the next 3 days. Do it for 3 days aggressively, 5 minutes or 30 minutes. The revelation that God revealed to you, you can let me know so that we can work on it and there can be testimony. If you have been facing with hard bondage, you have been facing with situation, you have tried everywhere, you have been running up and down, you have prayed there, prayed from mountain, prayed from valley, go everywhere, and solution seem not to come. Or you are, the more you are praying, the more you attack, the more you are under severe attack. These are the three prayers you are going to pray. Or you notice that the more you pray, the more things become difficult, and you are almost giving up. In fact, you are tired of praying. In fact, even praying, you just look at it, I've been praying. It shows that there are things you need to know. These three prayers must be prayed aggressively. When you pray this prayer, it will show a revelation and give us what is going on behind the curtain, and solution will be profiled immediately. If you notice that you have tried, you have done deliverance, you have done that, but you are still under bondage, these are the three prayers that must be prayed. It must be prayed aggressively. I advise you sometimes spend 5-10 minutes on each. Pray them very well, because it must be prayed very well. You concentrate when you are praying this prayer. You put your mind there. When you pray it the first night, when you pray the second night, you will notice a divine dreams, a divine vision that God will show you. I advise you to spend time on each of the prayer. This kind of prayer, we don't rush it. We spend a lot of time on it so that revelation of what we have not known. Then when you pray very well, you will be able to see revelation of even what your ancestor has done that has affected you. You'll begin to see revelation of what went wrong when you were a baby. You begin to see revelation of where they have carried your original glory to. You begin to see revelation of what happened to your original destiny. You begin to see revelation of what was done to your first hair that was cut on your head. You begin to see revelation of what your parents did in the secret that has affected you. These are the kind of prayers that we need for us to get ahead in life. The Bible says we shall be the head and not the tail. But if this kind of thing is not known, it truncates people becoming the head. But when you pray and you have this secret right in your hand, then you begin to move forward. Don't forget, deal with this. Pray this prayer with more aggression. It's the best prayer you can ever pray. I must tell you, it's the best prayer that you can ever pray. And I know God will open your eyes in Jesus' name. Daddy, I thank you for what you have done, and I glorify you. I pray for everybody connected to us online. There will be testimony in their life. The yoke of their life shall be broken. Embargo placed upon their moving forward shall crushed. The mighty hand of God shall promote their destiny. The secret they need to know shall be exposed to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you have something that you want to sell and you have not been able to sell them? Do you have something that looks stagnant? Pray very well that God, show me the secret behind this particular thing. Why has this thing remained stagnant? God will open your eyes immediately. And then, that is the beginning of victory. Every yoke fashioned against you, marital yoke shall be broken. Marital delay shall be broken. Marital delay shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Every conception delay, every pregnant delay, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus. Any arrow filed against you to cause constant miscarriage shall go back to the sender. Any satanic dream of eating the dream, seeing red pepper in the dream, seeing yourself back to primary school in the dream, pursued by cow in the dream, and you see yourself seeing your menstrual pad in the dream, sex in the dream, all these dreams that have been attacking your breakthrough, the power behind that dream shall die in the name of Jesus. The power sponsoring the dreams shall die in the name of Jesus. All the dream of nakedness or half naked, walking barefooted, see yourself in the river. I command these dreams and the power behind it. In the name of Jesus Christ, there shall be victory today. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Heavenly Father. Are you sick and you are hearing me? I command you now, be healed. Let the power of God enter into your bone, enter into your joint, enter into your marrow, enter into your vein, enter into your nerves, and enter into your neck, enter into your waist, enter into your internal organs, and begin to heal you up. Be healed now. Be healed now. Receive total health. Receive total deliverance. And I command your health to be revived. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Join me and let us pray for this country, Nigeria. Lord, we thank you because you are good. We pray for this country, Nigeria. Take over this country. Let your presence, let your power begin to manifest in this country. Showcase your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. In case you want to get across to me, send information to my WhatsApp number. 0802 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festa Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festa Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you. Share this voice audio with your friend and wait for the one of tomorrow. This is a program and it's an everyday program, and I pray that God will bless you as you listen to them. In Jesus' name.